Oh, no. Hey. Wake up. You're having a bad dream. Wake up. Oh, there we go. You're all right. Oh, it's me. There's nobody else here. No need to draw your sword. Oh, you thought I might have been a hilly churl. A short one, maybe? I suppose it is hard to tell in the dark, You're, making noises in your sleep. At first you were only mumbling, and then it got louder and louder, and then it sounded like you were struggling with something. So I thought it was best to wake you up. I hope you don't mind. Another one of those dreams, huh? Didn't you say you had one the other day too? But it wasn't as bad. Well, that is understandable. Unexpected events keep happening, and you have been under a great deal of stress for some time. We have been traveling for quite a while now, and you seem to be holding up okay, despite everything. How could I have missed the signs? I'll do better from now on. There must be something I can do to help. It's my duty to serve you. Move over this way. You still look a little shaken. If you want, you can put your head in my lap. I know that physical contact can certainly help alleviate that unsettled feeling you get after having a bad dream. But only if you're comfortable with it. Otherwise, you can come and lie down beside me. I'll stay close. Let me help you get the blankets. And I'll add a few more twigs to the fire. It's kind of chilly. Oh, you do want to put your head in my lap? Okay. Lie on top of this coat. It'll be more comfortable. Of course. Anytime. And I appreciate the thank you. Actually, I was relieved and happy when you asked me to join you. I mean, I thought I had a lot to do, but then I saw how you were running around all over the place, doing favors for people, saving cities, and training while looking for your sibling. No wonder you're the honorary knight. Yeah, I'm sure you'll get your answers when the time is right. Give me your hands. I'll rub them for you. How are you feeling now? I know. Nightmares can definitely make one feel disoriented. Just remember that it's not real. You can talk to me about it if you want. I'll listen. Yeah. Maybe it has something to do with your past and the feelings inside you that you haven't expressed. Well, I think you've been very brave so far. You're one of the most unique people I've ever met, And I have met a lot of people. Are you warm enough? Do you want to move closer to the fire? All right, then. Oh, you're thirsty? How about I make you something hot? It'll help your mind return to your body. It'll also help you relax. You're still a bit tense. I can feel it. Then we can leave those nightmares far behind. Sound good? Give me a bit. I'll heat this over the fire for you. It's lightly sweetened milk mixed with dandelion tea. Oh no, it's no trouble at all. I enjoy being of assistance. It's my purpose. You know, if you want, you can sleep in tomorrow morning while I mend that rip in your outfit. I don't think it'll rain, so I predict we'll easily make it to the next town before nightfall. And maybe we'll have time to spare. We are also running low on some supplies. I want to buy more flour so I can make you pancakes for breakfast again. Yes, those lighter-than-air pancakes are my specialty. It's my belief that food always tastes better when made with love. That's why I make sure I add a lot of extra love whenever I'm cooking for you. This tea should be warm enough now. Of course, we don't want it to be scalding hot. Hold the handle so you don't burn yourself. And be careful with the bottom. It's just come off the fire. I want to make you something fancier once I get my hands on some specialty tea leaves. I hear that the merchants from Liyue have some really good leaves. There was an aromatic black tea I tried once that I never forgot about. Unfortunately, I never learned its name. I had an urgent matter to attend to that day. How does it feel with some milky tea in your stomach? Of course, anything to make you feel better. The thing I love about tea is that drinking it can transport you back home, or even to some faraway land. The smell of hot dandelion tea always reminds me of Mondstadt. Yes, we haven't been back there in a while. I do kind of miss it. I wonder how the knights are doing, and whether they need my assistance with anything. But I think I love helping you out on your journey more. When I'm with you, I can protect you, heal you, and help you take down the scariest of monsters. I must say that it gives me a great deal of satisfaction. And actually, this is the first time I've ever come across an outlander like you. An adventure and unexpected surprises seem to follow your every step. I wonder why that is. I never thought my life would get quite so exciting. Not that I don't enjoy cooking, cleaning, organizing, and running errands, of course, but this is different in such a good way. So, thank you for convincing me to come along with you. Right. Now that you're done with the tea, it's time to lie back down. It should be okay. You didn't have too much. I'll rub your tummy for you, and we can look at the night sky for a little bit. I think looking at and experiencing beautiful things can also help cure the nightmare blues. There. better? It's magical, isn't it? The bright moon, the stars, and the little clouds. Someone once told me that I should stop and take a deep breath once in a while. That someone might have been you. So, this counts, right? The feeling is mutual. I'm grateful that I get to share this moment with you, traveler. Are you feeling tired now? Well, how about a song? You know, the one you said you liked. How did it go? Ah. Ooh.